Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donnie, in the least surprising story category, Fox Sports has parted ways with game analyst Mark Sanchez. I think that was pretty much easy to spot, yes?
Yeah, I mean, the moment all that stuff happened, you knew he was done. And then when the added details came out, you were even more sure that he was done.
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. The other thing was a Bigfoot sighting. Did you mention that? A Bigfoot sighting where?
In the center of the state. One of the stations out in Johnstown put out the story, WTAJ.
And it's called a credible sighting of Bigfoot?
Yeah, the Bigfoot Researcher Society, or whatever they call it, said that this was a very sincere and credible report from a retired civil engineer and Air Force veteran.
Couple quick questions. How old is Bigfoot? He can't possibly still be alive. Secondly, you raised this question. Why are the photos of him always blurry? If he's real, let's get a real... If it's credible, let's get a clear snapshot. Do we have one?
No.
What does he look like?
I mean, we always just kind of have that... It's kind of like aliens, right? Like, you just kind of have that made-up image of what Bigfoot looks like.
Right. Go up and snap a picture of Bigfoot. Interview him, for God's sake.
You think
sake.
It's because people are so frightened they can't help but...
It might be.
...shake like
might
crazy like, when they see the guy?
Might be like trying to get an interview with Lambert out in Katanning. I don't know.
Joe, you're assuming that there's only one Bigfoot. Maybe there are multiple Big
Feet.
There
could be.
Big Feet.
It could be a whole species.
All right, that's fair. Son of Bigfoot, right? Could be.
Maybe Bigfoot has nephews.
What's the score in the quiz show limits?
Well, Donnie won the quiz show, but you said that we must continue the quiz show. 4-2 was the score at the end of the 7-game series.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a 14-game series, maybe a 10-game series. We'll see how it goes.
Season
it's
long.
It's going to go for all of Donnie Football Fridays. I'm not sure what's unclear to you about that, but that's the way it's going to go.
As the showrunner of the quiz show, we will see. First question goes to you, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, in 2019, the Steelers and Chargers played at a soccer stadium before SoFi Stadium was opened in Los Angeles. What is the name of the soccer team that plays at that stadium?
Oh, my God. Come on. First limits, let me tell people that Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's a return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Are you trying to sneak a shot of this, Donnie? Are you trying to sneak an answer over there?
What do you mean?
To this question about the soccer stadium?
What do you mean? Am I sneaking an answer?
Are you on the internet?
I mean, I just have my monitor pulled up. I've had my hands like this the entire time.
Joe, are you accusing Donnie of something?
No, I'm just checking.
Yes, you are.
I noticed I was distracted with the read, and then I looked over, and Donnie looked awfully suspicious. Here at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, we're in Studio B, having a wonderful time. I don't know, limits? The soccer team?
The name of the soccer team that plays at that stadium?
San Diego,
you were there.
Conquistadors.
No. You were there, Joe.
The only soccer team I know in L.A.
If you get this, I quit.
What do you mean?
Donnie, get it right. Get it right. Get it right.
I think the only soccer team in L.A. is the L.A. Galaxy.
Donnie got it right.
David Beckham played there.
Are you sure they played their limits?
Yes.
It was a broken down old high school stadium.
Oh, it was not?
Yeah, I was in the stadium. It's a broken down old high school football stadium.
Oh,
they turned into soccer.
It was the LA Galaxy. Look it up. It was the LA Galaxy Stadium.
This is under protest. Good answer, Donnie.
Well, Donnie,
David
according
Beckham
to that,
played there.
According to what Joe said, that means that we're done. There's no more questions. You win.
That is unbelievable.
Donnie,
it's a soccer question. Good job by you.
That was a great
question.
No, great question, Joe. Great question. Donnie, to you. In that game, Duck Hodges threw his first career touchdown to this Steelers player, who also led the team in receiving that game.
I want to say James Conner. He scored a touchdown. I'll go James Conner.
James Conner is correct.
Now it's a blowout because of the soccer question. It is a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg, and the Fan Text Line, on which you can communicate with our dear friend City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. But they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, next. I need to extend this somehow.
All right, Joe, I think you can get this one. Mm-hmm. In the 2008 AFC Divisional, this Steelers player returned a punt 67
Santonio
yards
Holmes
for a touchdown in a 35-24 victory
Holmes
over the Chargers.
Santonio Holmes?
You got it. There you go,
I wonder
Joe.
If Limits is going to go back to the horrifying AFC title game loss, one of the worst moments in Steelers history.
We'll see about
that. You better not give him that question. All right.
All right, Donnie. In the 2021 41-37 victory for the Chargers against the Steelers, this Chargers player had four touchdowns in the game. Who was he?
Austin Eckler.
Two rushing, two receiving by Austin Eckler.
I had him on my fantasy team. That was a big night. That was a big celebratory night
in
fantasy football.
That's an automatic win right there. Where are we, Limits? Do I have a chance to at least tie?
Donnie is up 3-1 right now, so you need this question, Joe.
Okay.
The San Diego Chargers defeated the Steelers in the 1994 AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Mike Tomczak and Neil O'Donnell combined to throw for three touchdowns in the game, but I don't care about that. I want to know who scored the Steelers' rushing touchdown in that game, Joe.
Oh, boy. Eric Pegram?
That is incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
that. I know.
That. All right. I have a different answer.
94 AFC Championship.
94 AFC Championship.
I'll go Barry Foster.
It was not Barry Foster.
Bam Morris.
It was not Bam Morris.
Come on, Limits.
Oh, man. I don't know. Was it Neil O'Donnell?
It was not Neil O'Donnell.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I don't know. I don't think Merrill Hodge was on the team anymore. Who would have been an obscure running back for the 94 Steelers? Or was it on an end around to Yancey Thigpen?
Joe? That is incorrect.
That was unnecessary to leave me like that.
Ernie Mills.
It was not Ernie Mills.
I don't know. Who was the fullback? Was Kreider there already? I'll say the other guy.
The other guy is?
The other guy? Who else blocked for Bettis later on? Tim.
Tim. Tim. No, Tim.
I'll say Kreider.
No. This player actually led the team in rushing on the day.
Led the team in rushing?
He did. Or carries, I should say. He was second on the team in rushing.
Okay, so we went through Pegram. We went through Bam Morris. We went through Barry Foster.
Who could it have been?
Worley wasn't on the team. He was long gone, right? I don't know. I'll go with him.
Tim Worley. What about Vance Worley? Neither are correct.
The Vance.
All right, give us a clue, Limits, please.
This player has a very famous last name that is prominent in the Pittsburgh area and in Pittsburgh sports, in national sports.
Lemieux?
No.
What? What do you, what?
Prominent in national sports media.
Just the name itself.
The last name of this player.
Oh my God, it was Fred McAfee.
It was Donnie's guess. But it was Fred McAfee.
Yeah!
But it was Donnie's guess, so you don't get it. It was Donnie's guess.
Wait a second. Donnie, you got to give me that. It was Fred McAfee.
It was Donnie's guess. It goes as a watch.
Would you have said it?
I wouldn't have, but...
He wouldn't have said it, Limits. Just have...
Yeah.
Donnie, are you going to give it to him? Right now, I'm saying no.
Donnie, I would have said...
Give it to him. Give it to him.
Okay, Donnie.
Thank you. Who would you have said? Anybody?
I really couldn't think of...
I feel like that's legit, Limits.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
3-2.
Give it to him.
Yeah. In fact, I'll let Donnie go first on this one as a makeup. How's that?
Okay, Donnie. In the 2004 NFL draft, the Chargers drafted Eli Manning first overall and traded him to the Chargers for Phillip Rivers. The Steelers selected Ben Roethlisberger number 11 overall. There was one other quarterback that was taken in the first round. Who was he?
You're saying the fourth guy.
Yeah, who was the fourth guy?
J.P. Lossman.
That's correct.
That's a good one, Donnie.
Who was he taken by, Joe?
Doug Whaley.
The Buffalo Bills.
Sorry, Doug. And hello. We should play golf soon.
All right.
It's 4-2, so it still comes down to the final.
The final question. Joe, you question. Get first choice.
This is worth 3 points, so the winner of this wins it. I can get back in the series here, or Donnie goes up 5-2. All right, I get first choice.
All right. Joe, 15 players from the 2004 NFL draft made the Pro Bowl. How many of those 15 players from that 04 draft class can you name from the first round? Just the first round of that draft had 15 players that made the Pro Bowl. I'm just talking first round. How many can you name?
3.
Donnie, you got to be able to name 4, right?
I will name 4.
Go ahead.
All right, Donnie. This should be easy, I think.
You didn't sound so sure there, Limits.
No, I sound pretty sure.
Phillip Rivers.
1.
Ben Roethlisberger.
2.
Larry Fitzgerald.
3.
Eli Manning.
That's why I was so sure about it.
I should have said 4. Can you name a 5th, Donnie? I miscalculated by saying 3. I should have said 4.
Donnie wins again.
Who would a...
I know, Let's Limits. That's obvious at this point.
Okay, so 04 it was...
I can't.
Eli.
See, you would have struggled.
Robert Gallery was after him. Then it was Fitzgerald. Then, like, Antrell Roll was in there. Kellen Winslow was in there.
Kellen Winslow made it once.
Oh, okay.
Bob Gallery never made it, did he?
No.
Let me tell you, in the meantime, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That was a tough one. That was a good quiz show, I have to say.
Thank you.
You didn't like that soccer question.
I thought it was a great question. But the fact that you got it sort of made it legit. And I congratulate you on that, Donnie.
Other answers?
I'm quite proud.
Sean Taylor of the Redskins, two-time Pro Bowler. Roy Williams of the Lions made it once. D'Angelo Hall, the corner for the Falcons, three-time Pro Bowler.
Great player.
Jonathan Vilma, drafted by the Jets, but had his star career with the Saints, three-time Pro Bowler.
Fred and Vilma.
Tommy Harris, a defensive tackle for the Bears, made it three times. Guard Sean Andrews of the Eagles, twice. Will Smith of the Saints, never heard of him, made it once.
Yeah, he's from Ohio State. He passed away.
Oh, man.
Will Smith.
Vince Wilfork, the nose tackle for the Patriots, five times.
I forgot Wilfork was in there.
He was the 21st pick of the draft. Steven Jackson, who was a legend for my friends and I playing Madden 08 in 2009, he made it three times from the St. Louis Rams.
Yep.
And Jason Babin, the linebacker taken by the Texans, 27th, made it twice.
The Sean Andrews, was that not the player that Cowher wanted? Wasn't that like the old tale
there,
Joe? Yeah,
the tackle from Auburn, right?
The guy that ended up making one with the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That was the guy, legend has it, that Cowher wanted.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.